human experience. So let's talk about the first level to the sea of unlimited consciousness, the human experience. At this level, we are paddling at the shores of the sea. We are not aware of a higher power other than what we have been taught to believe in church or school. Some of us may feel spirit abundantly when we are very young, and then the world, Maya, illusion, around us educates these deeper feelings of light out of our awareness. We are grown up now and do not wish to delve into such silliness, as we are living in the real world. At this level, we do not truly feel nor think of God, soul, etc. We may think we believe in a higher power, but never truly contemplate with our busy lives what it really means, ourselves and our human experience. Who is doing what to whom and who agrees with us is of paramount importance. Many never get past this first level and stand on the safe shoreline, and that is okay. I love what the great Wallace D. Wattles wrote in The Science of Being Great. He said, "All is right with the world. It is perfect and advancing to completion. All men and women everywhere are good and perfect. We are in the process of becoming." Yes, we are in the process of becoming. Is that not a perfect way of looking at each other and our world, as opposed to looking for what is wrong? We are in the process of becoming. Most at level one are judgmental and reactionary creatures and find it much easier to simply blame the world for what is wrong in their lives rather than looking within. They did it to me. It was because of so-and-so that happened because the bus was late. It was not in my control. It wasn't my fault, etc., etc. At this level, we think what happens in our experience is mostly out of our control, and we do not like having to take responsibility for our experiences, good or bad. We are not aware that we create our own world. At this level, we usually have no deep thought as to how our experiences come to be. We think that luck, hard work, persistence, or perhaps even destiny creates our reality, good or bad. Yes, we make some things happen through willpower and hard work, but beyond that, we are lost as to what is really going on behind the scenes, so to speak, in our thoughts and beliefs. There have been many talented and very intelligent people who are outdone in success time and time again by others of a far less talent. We may wonder why they make it and not ourselves, when we think we are obviously way superior in talent or intellect to them. Our speculations do not, at this level, look within. We say they are just lucky, or knew someone, or had good timing. How did they get to know someone? Why do they have such good timing? These are much better questions to contemplate. There is great power in questions. We do not realize that the inner power or consciousness of these so-called lucky people was what assisted them in achieving success where we had failed. This is where we think all that is happening in our lives is being dictated by outside forces, people, places, or circumstances. And when someone at level two comes in desiring to help a level one person by claiming that they can change their own lives and create their own reality, the person at level one will look at this person and in all honest sincerity exclaim, "You simply do not understand. It was out of my control. I had no choice. You just don't understand the circumstances, etc." Better swim out of there fast, or the riptide, if you are not as yet a level 3 or level 4 swimmer, will take you both down and back to the shore. We may seem quite happy people on the surface at level 1, but if we delve deeper, we may find a victim mentality raising its face in our very own mirror when no one else is looking. No matter what someone says to us, at this level we truly believe it's all outside forces creating our experience. It's the boyfriend who just doesn't get it, the boss or my parents. The list goes on and on. It is never ever us. We find the same old boyfriend, job, etc., all with different names and guises, and the same old experiences are created again and again. We never wonder why. All we do at this level is say we are unlucky in love or at work or whatever it is, blah, 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 and justify this, justify that. Phew! It's reaction, reaction, reaction. It's my father's fault, it's my mother's fault, it's my teacher's fault, it's the guy I was married to, these people are evil, etc., etc. There's good luck, bad luck, good people, bad people, there's prosperity, there's luck, there's good timing, there's bad timing. Oh, it's exhausting how the mind goes crazy living in the past and in the future and never now. There's everything else controlling our life. Our shoreline buddies will endorse everything we say, because if they do not agree with us, then they too may have to start taking responsibility for their own lives, and goodness knows we do not want that. So this is the merry-go-round of the human experience. Groundhog Day over and over again. Check out that insightful and quite mystical movie. At this level, we have to believe in good and bad. Do not judge, but simply observe how some prosperous nations live at level one and play the litigation game, taking people to court left, right, and center as if it were all a game, instead of working things out through love and open-hearted communication. We do not realize as yet that what we do to another, we do to ourselves, and we wonder why we are not happier. It's an interesting role we play at this level. Yes, indeed, a very interesting sleepwalking experience. I will repeat this again. Observe, however, do not judge. It is a human experience simply evolving. As Wallace D. Wattles said, we are in the process of becoming. Even when we come from a kind heart, when we are at the shorelines, we may still persist in our good-natured claims with, oh, that person, I do feel sorry for them, and the way they treat me is simply because they just don't realize what a good person I am and how lucky they are to know me. Oh, well, I guess there are just ignorant people in the world. And then we judge that a person is bad, wrong or dumb if they do not like us or want to date us or work with us. So even if we come from what we think is a good attitude, there's still a little judgment going on. We are correct and they are, well, perhaps a little off balance to not like or appreciate such a good person. We may even feel we are higher in evolution because we think we believe in God and have a happier attitude. But if we are still judging and being reactionary, then at the shorelines we will remain, or at the very least, up to our knees in the shallows. We may want to wade out into the deeper waters, but the water is still too murky or too cold, we exclaim, to go swimming today. They just don't get me. I am spiritual, you know. This was simply a lesson. Can't you see that my back is sore because I've got weight on my shoulders right now? And level one can still have people that have just started practicing spirituality and metaphysics and they know it all. We have all the language down and all the terminology, and we can be up there on our soapboxes and tell you exactly what's wrong with you. We've all gone through these mind states, so we can laugh at ourselves and think, I can't believe I used to do that. But we are evolving, perfect but not yet complete, and it's all necessary for most of us to experience. If we can but recognize it within ourselves, it may stop us from judging others. Let us now wade out to deeper waters and enter the sea at level two, I am more than my body.